What's going on out here? I'm James. What's your name?
Tony.
Yes. Nice to meet you, man. I brought you something. You hungry?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
Most important?
Okay.
I bring you the gospel good news. I saw you when I pulled in here. I'm a traveling street preacher.
Okay.
And I like to bring my neighbor who I love the gospel good news of what Christ has done. You know, in this life, we have many woes and trials, don't we?
Oh yeah.
Heartaches, you know, we can become caught up in the law, we can become homeless, we can have physical ailments, we can get sick, people hate us. But the biggest enemy of humans, do you know what that is? Death.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I agree. Yeah,
What's worse than death? And because God made a way for us, all of us who have fallen short of His glory, God made a way in Christ Jesus to bridge that gap for people that will, and I'm not talking churchianity here. I don't believe in church. I'm not part of a church system. I believe in teaching what the Word of God says, and it transforms your whole life. I used to be a worldly person. Christ came into the world to save sinners. And if people are willing to realize they're a sinner and realize they're willing to repent and turn from their sin, you can't live in your sin.
Right?
If you go before a judge, he can ask you, if you want leniency, what's he going to ask you to do? Stop your crimes. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So by faith in Christ's shed blood, we can repent. Because He made the perfect atonement for us in His grace and mercy. We can repent and we can turn from our sins. And when that happens, we get a new heart and a new mind. We become born again. I used to be a worldly lost man. My wife's the same way, worldly lost woman. And God gave us a new heart and a new mind. We began to read the Holy Scriptures. And they showed us our great need to know the Word of God, to live the Word of God. The American church system and the American culture doesn't live the Word of God. They live a Sunday religious system, or they live their own way. Right. And look at the state America's in.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's getting worse and worse.
I know
and so that. I always tell people, Christ is the only hope. By faith in Him, you can have a new heart. Then the Bible says, strive in holiness and obedience, scouring and studying the Word, and endure in the faith. And you have the hope of eternal life to come. So all the trials that you have in this life, all the tribulations, won't mean nothing if you make it into the kingdom of God to eternal life. But what if you miss that? The alternative is weeping, gnashing of teeth, and judgment. Does that all make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
What you doing out here? Can I ask?
Well, I'm just on rough times. Lost my job.
Uh-huh. Are you from here?
No.
Where are you traveling to?
Heading up to, not far, Fox Lake, but I just travel and take my time getting there.
Yeah.
I got some people up there.
Yeah, so you do work and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No family or anything?
Well, I got family, but not many anymore.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, you look like you're about my age. I'm 60, almost 60.
Yeah, I'm 55.
Okay, we're close. Yeah. And so you're just, I don't know, I don't like to offend people. Are you? What do you call yourself? Homeless, drifter, nomad? What do you call yourself?
Traveling man.
You're a traveling man, so you're just traveling through, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that card, that gospel card on there, and if you ever go on the website, go on the internet, I have a large website that encourages people how their life can be transformed. And my phone number's on there, and if you ever want help to walk in the ways of God, to transform your life, I like to help people do that. But, you know, it's like someone's addicted to drugs, or someone's addicted to alcohol, or someone's addicted to porn. What's the first thing that has to happen before you can help them? They got to want to quit it, right? And most times I meet people, a lot of times people don't want help. They kind of want the wrong kind of help. They want the wrong kind of help that's going to keep them in the life they're currently in. So I just encourage people. My website is there to teach people to follow after Christ. The best gift I can give you is eternal life through Christ, the gospel. And then if people are really seeking and striving, then my phone number's on there, and I'd like to encourage you, help you, get you to a place where your life is then in order and following Christ. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you got all that info on there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
For sure. Thank you.
All right. I hope to hear from you sometime.
Oh, yeah.
You're my neighbor. I love you.
All right. Love you, too.
God be praised.
Thanks.